Fast-paced development in the rural Mountain West is taking over valuable open space, pushing wildlife out of their habitats. But an unsuspecting ally is coming to the rescue. Ranchers. Ashley Ahern tells us about one rancher working to protect birds and promote sustainable agriculture.
Adrienne LaRue grew up outside of Denver in the 80s and 90s. She remembers as a kid visiting her grandparents in a more rural part of the Front Range of the Rockies.
It felt like you had to travel like to the moon to get there because they were like so far away. Like, and now it's all blurry. It's just that development has filled in that entire gap along I-25.
Now, LaRue ranches and runs her company, Corner Post Meats, on one of the last large chunks of open agricultural land outside of Colorado Springs. Ranchettes and mansions surround her. But instead of resenting her neighbors, she wants to connect with them.
So that, like, how do you appreciate agriculture? Because that's where the wildflowers are blooming, or that's the open space, or that's the most beautiful part of my drive to work, is that it's not a bunch of houses.
For LaRue, it's not an either-or between new homes or livestock. We need a patchwork, she says, a local food system where people are closer to their meat. But not just any meat. It has to be meat raised in harmony with the surrounding environment. LaRue raises cows and pigs on this 1,500-acre ranch. They have plenty of space to roam, and she moves them regularly so they don't put too much stress on any one part of the landscape. She introduces me to one of her pigs.
That's Ewok.
Which one's Ewok?
Right there. The, like,
hairy one?
Yes, the, like, bigger kind of crank. She's, like, one of the lead sows.
Ewok's life is a stark contrast to the industrial pork farming model, where you'll see hundreds and hundreds of animals crowded together with limited amounts of sunlight or fresh air, creating lagoons of waste. LaRue's pigs are happy here, but the pigs aren't the only ones benefiting from this open space. This ranch is actually owned by the Audubon Society. Audubon's a bird organization, of course, but not too long ago, they started looking at how birders and ranchers could work together to keep land from being developed. Allison Holleran is the executive director of the Rocky Mountain Branch.
Quite frankly, it comes down to habitat. You know, if we don't have the habitat for birds, we're not going to have our birds.
Holleran started the conservation ranching program, and this ranch, with Adrienne LaRue running it, was the first to get certified. But now, there are many more.
We have over 100 ranchers in the program right now, over across 13 states, and just about 2 million acres enrolled. That's a lot of land. That's a lot of bird habitat.
Ranchers can join the program if they agree to certain management practices. For example, LaRue can't send her animals to feedlots or use pesticides or herbicides. She can't cut hay when there are birds nesting, and there are annual bird counts to monitor population. In exchange, LaRue gets a branding benefit. She can put the Audubon bird-friendly seal of approval on her meat. It's sort of like the dolphin safe seal on canned tuna. The three of us get in the side-by-side and head out for a tour.
All right, so I'm just going to kind of like, we'll bebop around a little wider.
Holleran says bird populations have increased here since Audubon started the program. Goshawks came back. They're a rare kind of hawk that swoops through forests to hunt. They hadn't been seen on the property in years. We're cruising through a shady stretch of forest, and Holleran is telling me about the uptick in woodpeckers. When suddenly, I spot an elk in the distance.
Oh, I see an elk.
A bunch of dead and down.
Wait, straight ahead over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was lying down, looking at us.
LaRue cuts the engine.
So maybe we'll just sit still for a minute.
The three of us sit quietly and watch as six or seven female elk run through the trees ahead of us. They've come here, to this last patch of open space, amidst all the ranchettes and subdivisions, to give birth. These elk, and all the birds and other creatures, share this space with LaRue's pigs and cows. It may be just a sliver of their original habitat, but it's still a better option than sharing it with any more humans. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Ashley's story is part of a new podcast called Women's Work from Boise State Public Radio.